Okay, well, hello and a warm welcome back to International Airport Reviews podcast series. I am Lily May, editorial assistant, and I'm joined here today with our podcast guest, Malara Awasido, Director of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion at Greater Toronto Airports Authority, the operator of Toronto Pearson International Airport. Toronto Pearson has been paving the way in ensuring a positive, inclusive and diverse aviation workplace and overall ecosystem for both passengers and employees. Throughout this podcast, we'll be deep diving into Toronto Pearson's plans to continue the diversity journey, the future developments and perhaps some foreseeable challenges ahead, as well as Malara's expertise on the additional positives of an improved workforce and what's on the agenda for 2023. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and before we begin, please make sure to sign up to International Airport Review to receive all the latest news and thought leadership from industry experts. Now, to start, Malara, how about you let our audience know how you first got into the airport business and perhaps a little bit about your career history up until now?
Perfect. Thank you for having me today, Lily. Very excited to be here. So to be honest, I'm a communicator by studies and work experience. I've worked in various communication functions, be it in banking, insurance, agency, and I've supported both external communications, internal, employee, executive, and change. I think for me, through my full-time role as a communicator, I was always doing DEI work off the side of my desk. And also, you know, as I got more into DEI, I realized in my childhood, I've been doing this my entire life. Not many people know, but my younger sister has autism. And so I spent so much of my time growing up with her, trying to ensure she had an inclusive experience. And, you know, we've come such a long way in society where we're able to discuss openly and share what it means to be a part of an equity deserving group. And so for me, DEI was kind of a great next step. Communications has definitely helped me in this role. There's definitely times where there's hard conversations, uncomfortable conversations, and having that communications expertise has allowed me to really bridge these gaps. And then, as I mentioned, you know, my sister is really a driving factor in looking at her and watching her grow up and seeing how times were difficult for her and wanting to continue to do the right thing as I'm able to as an adult now in my career.
And in terms of your current role, how did you get to Toronto Pearson?
Yes, so I am a travel junkie, I'm not going to lie. So most of my experience was in banking, financial services, but I saw this role posted and I said to myself, I'm ready to really take on a bigger role in the DEI space. I think for me, Toronto Pearson has always been that huge economic hub for Torontonians and Ontario as a whole. You know, I really respected the work that they've done. I saw how they had to pivot during the pandemic and how they really tried to ensure that they were still delivering, you know, first class service to both their customers, passengers, and employees. And so I felt really excited to come on board in a new space. Aviation is new to me. I'm still learning every day, but it's been such a whirlwind of amazing knowledge. And so for me, moving into this role was just time for a bigger challenge, time to really, you know, stretch myself as a professional to ensure that I'm always keeping, you know, my skill set and, you know, my job skills really updated. And so it's been a great opportunity. I've done such, you know, great work and I work with such great people. It's just really exciting to see how far we've come in our journey with regard to DEI at Toronto Pearson.
Absolutely. And I think especially within aviation and airports in general, I mean, this is a completely different industry to what I ever thought I would go into. And I think the bit that stands out to me is the community sense. You know, everyone's willing to talk to each other and collaborate. And especially when it comes to passengers and getting the passenger experience right.
That is such a great point. Community plays such a big role in what we do in aviation. And to your point, I had no clue either how big this space was and how many moving parts there were. And so I love that you said that, because community has definitely been paramount to even helping me in my role and to bring forward those great opportunities for our employees and passengers.
Absolutely. So what's the team like, you know, your team that you work with? Would you say you practice what you preach in a sense?
Definitely. I think in DI, you have to practice what you preach. You know, for my team and I, we really look forward to having those conversations with folks. DEI can definitely be a sensitive conversation, but I think what we've been able to do internally is show everyone that it's really a business imperative. You know, DEI definitely makes the workplace culturally, you know, adapt. It makes our passengers feel safe and respected. But I think at the end of the day, we also have to understand that DEI is really the way we're supposed to process society. And I say that, what I mean by that is, as an international airport, we're seeing so many folks day in and day out. And if we don't have people who have the language skills, the ability skills, gender, all of these different equity deserving groups that we're looking to improve upon, we need those people in the airport to ensure that all people who come to the airport as passengers see themselves in someone and feel that comfort to really understand that we're trying to build the airport that's going to support you and your family and friends as you travel throughout our airport.
Absolutely. And perhaps we could talk a little bit about the pandemic. I mean, it's a word that nobody wants to say anymore. But do you agree that the pandemic allowed airports and perhaps your own airport to sit back and really look and think about the initiatives that they have there and the environment in general?
Absolutely. I truly believe the pandemic and the social movement events that happened during that time allowed society to reflect on our current state of equality and equity. I think prior to the pandemic, organizations, airports included, they practiced DEI and knew it was important. But I think the pandemic really highlighted that diversity does not exist without inclusion, and that inclusion is for everyone. And so I think airports were able to kind of pivot and look further into our employees, our customers, and our passengers' need from a DEI perspective that may have gotten swept under the rug, you know, in previous years. And I think a really great point the pandemic was able to shine a light on was that individuals took time to self-reflect, and they really began to express what they need as employees and passengers, and that DEI was no longer a nice to have, but really a business requirement. And so I think the pandemic really gave a lot of people time to kind of sit back, look at what society looked like at that time, and really empowered them to make that impactful and great change.
Definitely. I do think, and I completely agree, the pandemic was that opportunity to just take a breather and not to implement solutions too quickly. I think sometimes you do see that with the whole digitalization and the transformation in that sense. Airports sometimes put solutions in thinking it will work, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it didn't. Why didn't it? But perhaps they're sitting back, and when it comes to equity, diversity and inclusion, it is that having that thought process and really taking a walk in someone else's shoes. I think that is something that has been said.
I love that you said that, Lily, because I think the most important part of my role is to be intentional. I always say, you know, DEI is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So it's okay to move slower. It's okay to make those slow, impactful changes. I think when we work too quickly, we don't hear our people and our passengers. And so for me, it's really great that people are understanding and seeing that DEI takes time. You know, culture change is not easy, you know, for anyone. It's not easy. But I think people understand that let's be intentional, let's be impactful, and we'll have the longest term benefits if we move that way.
I love that. I completely agree. And I guess talking about, you know, creating impactful situations and really pushing forward with the DEI front, what would you say in three words would you describe the perfect airport environment, and could you explain why, if possible?
I think for me, the three words that come to mind would be dynamic, welcoming, and innovative. And I say those three words because I think they all do play a larger role in DEI, but also the operations of the airport. And so a dynamic airport is fast moving. It keeps up with change of pace. It listens to its people to really, you know, pivot and do what's right for them. Welcoming, you know, very easily one of the best words I'd love to use for the airport. We want it to be welcoming. We want people to come into the airport, whether they're coming home or coming for a visit, coming for business, to feel like they're welcomed. You know, Toronto is a multicultural city. And so we are not doing our jobs if we're not making people feel welcome when they, you know, they step foot into Toronto Pearson. And then innovation, you know, that kind of ties into being dynamic as well, I would say. We have to be innovative. You know, compare the airport today to, let's say, even 20 years ago, vast difference, vast change. And that's really been us as, you know, airport experts ensuring that, you know, we're keeping up with technology, we're keeping up with the way the life is going, change of pace, and really ensuring that anything we bring forward to the airport is innovative, but also equitable. And so I wanted to make that point because sometimes innovation, depending on what it is, doesn't always help every single group. And so our goal here as well is, so we're making new policies, new practices, new procedures to also ensure that they're innovative, but equitable as well.
I love that. I love that idea, especially no passenger is the same. That is so very true. And especially when they are faced with challenges, we all react differently, don't we, to situations. Some people seek a person and that physical employee, and others think, oh no, I want a screen. I want to be able to just get the answer right now. And others don't have the ability to think like that. So I think perhaps a great way to go into the next question is, what are the developments going on at Toronto Pearson to ensure that each and every passenger feels safe and prepared when they're at the airport?
Yeah, so I want to kind of touch upon accessibility and accommodation here, because I think a lot of the time we don't show the great programs we have available to make traveling easier. And so Toronto Pearson, we're always looking to create an experience of air travel that enables everyone to participate equitably and fully. And so there are a number of initiatives that have been developed to assist our passengers. I'll name a few. You know, we have the new accessible check-in kiosk, you know, which include Braille, wheelchair height adjustment, audio jack to increase lower volume, and anti-glare screens. We have accessible toilets and assigned change rooms. We have arranging for wheelchair mobility assistance. We have an app called Blind Square, and Blind Square is a self-voicing app that provides verbal information on a user's location and surroundings and really helps those with no or low vision. We have the in-terminal shuttle. We have Magnus cards, which are fantastic because it's a free app that helps those with autism or neurodiverse people to accomplish, you know, their skills independently. So it really helps you to prepare for new situations and help you understand what it'll be like walking through the airport. We also have service animals, therapy dogs, and a big one I also love is our sunflower lanyards. And so these lanyards are available to people with invisible disabilities. So let us as staff know you may need additional help or extra time. And it's really been a great way to set us apart as an airport to ensure that all our folks, both invisible and invisible disabilities, are welcomed and feel safe. I think from an employee standpoint, we've implemented initiatives that will really allow our teams to continue the journey towards inclusion. So this year in particular, we focus on implementing inclusive leadership training, mentorship programming, and employee resource groups. And so for the first time also, we march on the Toronto Pride Parade. And so we've had some really great, you know, monumental times within the Toronto Pearson organization this year. And we've really looked on, you know, focus on building back, and not just building back our airport, but also our employees and the communities in which we work and live.
Well, 2022 has been a big year for Toronto Pearson, by the sounds of it. And in terms of an employees and the workforce, why is it so crucial that the workforce understands the airport's passenger?
You know, we have to understand our passengers to really ensure they're getting the best experience. I think what's so great about the organization is that we have so many diverse people working at the airport that we're able to tap into that knowledge base. I have been spending so much of my time this past year just listening to employees, listening to passengers, pretty much saying, what can I do to make your day better? And I think for me, that's been so monumental and paramount in getting, you know, the right initiatives on board, the right programs on board. I think a lot of time, you know, in DEI, we want to be biased to action and just take action, take charge. And that's a great quality to have. But I think even more important sometimes is the ability to sit back and just listen. And so, you know, for me, it's been so great to hear our employees, because they're both employees and passengers as well, let me know what's working from an internal standpoint, and then also how we can make the airport better and make the airport more welcoming, more safe, more respectful for all employees and passengers that kind of come through Toronto Pearson on a day-to-day.
Absolutely. And looking ahead to the future, what are some future developments that you're most excited for?
Oh, I'm so excited. So there's lots coming in 23 on both an internal and external standpoint. Internally, you know, we're really going to focus again on our employees. And so we'll be undergoing an employment systems review. And what that is a third party comes in, a respected DEI third party, and they're going to go through our programs, procedures, policies, everything, processes, and really ensure they're barrier free. I think the starting point to really set us apart in 2023 is to also identify where our gaps are. And so for me, they're going to come in. I might see and hear some things I don't love, but it's for me in the right direction to kind of make those changes so our employees feel this is the place to work. This is a great place to work. And for passengers, you know, currently we're undergoing some accessibility talk. And so we're working with, you know, external vendor to keep our best practices up to date. And so we want to ensure that we're constantly engaged with community members, constantly engaged with our employees, because we really want to ensure that we're listening and then implementing those great changes to make your airline experience all that better.
Absolutely. And in terms of the overall aviation scope, in your opinion, what more can airports, both, you know, large hubs and emerging airports, do to really leverage DEI across their working environment and for the passengers?
I think I'm going to lean on something I said already, because the best advice I have, and really what I practice myself, is to listen. I think, you know, like we've spoken about just recently, the pandemic really gave us the chance to listen. And so I think if we wanted to continue to uplift and elevate the aviation space, you know, Toronto Pearson in particular, you know, traveling can be high stress for some people. And so it's really up to us to work on creating that better environment, that better experience. It's actually imperative. And so we need to speak to the people who utilize our airports, understand what they need to have a seamless experience. You know, I had some great conversations just last month with a few passengers who really appreciated our lanyard program, you know, the ability to really tap on one of our folks in the airport and ask for help. I think having that people kind of person availability has really helped to leverage our skills across the airport. And so I would advise all airports and encourage all airports to really, you know, ensure your passengers have access to you, be it in person, through, let's say, a PSR on site, or even through an email, a call center, but also making sure you respond to people. You know, I get a number of emails and calls that inquire about DEI, be it signage, you know, be it anything that in the airport, and I always make sure I respond and have that conversation. I think it really builds trust between us and the passengers, and I think building that trust and listening, it's going to give you as an airport so much great knowledge and set you apart for the years to come.
Absolutely. Also, as a passenger yourself, your experience feels so much more positive when you have actually interacted with a staff member and they've been so lovely and welcoming and helpful. It's that issue of we're trying to digitalize as a airport environment, but the human factor is still crucial. Like you said, people seek people when they're in panic or fear, don't they?
That's exactly it. I still, you know, I'm a digital gal myself, and I definitely love the access to be able to do things independently, but I'm also a people person. And so I love the blend of both worlds. I think that's where airports will thrive when we focus on both the digitalization of our programs, but also having our people there to welcome or send off, you know, passengers that are in Toronto Pearson.
Absolutely. And I just want to quickly touch upon, we've spoken about workforce, but there's this new buzz and phrase of the next generation workforce, which I find really exciting. So how do you think that aviation and just airports in general can reach out to the next generation workforce and retain them and recruit?
Yes. So I think it starts when these potential candidates, potential employees are in high school, to be honest, because coming into the airport, I had no clue how many roles existed. And it was such an exciting experience to see all the moving parts. And so for me, I think if we really want to engage those up-and-comers, those young folks that are going to come into organization and make that change, we have to get out into society, into the schools, and tell them what it's about. And I think, you know, we're going to do that next year. We're going to be, you know, those leaders in that space that really try to have, you know, up-and-comers, those who are trying to navigate, like, what's next for me, to show them how amazing it is to work at the airport. I think back to myself when I was in university and even thinking about, okay, what's next for me? To be honest, I really landed in banking because I had those conversations with those folks on the ground. And so I think all industries, if you really want to get the best and the brightest, the most innovative, those change makers, you have to go to the schools, be it middle school, high school, college, university, trades, all across the board, to really ensure that they know there are major opportunities in the aviation space. I think a running joke that I always hear is that everyone's like, oh, so you're a pilot. You work at Toronto Pearson. You must be a pilot, right? It's a running joke to my friends and my family. But I've been able to kind of tell them, like, you know, there's so much opportunity at the airport that I had no clue about until I stepped foot in. And so what I would love to do, and working, you know, with our other teams at Toronto Pearson, is to really get our feet on the ground and kind of show these up-and-comers, these change makers, here's all the great work you can do working at Toronto Pearson.
Absolutely. So in terms of other airports, we've touched upon what you think they should be doing, in your opinion, to really leverage the workforce and inclusion within it. But what are some additional pluses to welcoming and improving the workforce, and perhaps some challenges, if we can speak about that too?
Yeah, you know, I think right now the hiring landscape, it's a competitive market. And so that has been challenging. You know, the war for talent is ongoing. I think the pandemic also, you know, due to remote work, hybrid work, people are able to work for any company, depending, right? I have a lot of people I know in my life who currently work for companies in the US and they work remotely, right? And that's a lucrative deal for them. It's comfortable for them. And so I think for us as an airport, you know, we can't be fully remote. We are an airport. We have to be on site. We have to be with the passengers a lot of the time. And so I think a challenge there is trying to find that happy medium. I think we've done a great job at Pearson, to be honest, kind of, you know, giving employees, empowering them to kind of design their day on what works best. But I think it is a challenge. You know, a lot of folks I find are kind of leaning towards more of the remote kind of work life. And so that's been a challenge for us. But I think what's allowed us to kind of, you know, leap over that hurdle is that the aviation space is such an exciting space that you kind of want to be on the ground. When I go into the airport, I feel like I'm in a new world, right? It's such a big airport, so many people, diversity, you see it all, and that gets me excited. And so although, you know, some folks may, you know, really love the ability to maybe be remote, I always go back and I say there's so much happiness and greatness in going to the airport. And I think my colleagues would agree with me. It's just, it's a different feeling. And so it's been a challenge for that. And I think, you know, moving forward as well, the war for talent, I think it's also on us as professionals in the HR space to just kind of share what a day looks like. And so, you know, moving into next year, hoping to really, like I mentioned, reach out to those up and comers or even those looking to make a career pivot and kind of doing a day in the life. What's it like to work for Toronto Pearson and bring them across the terminal? I remember my first day of employment, I went all around the airport as now an employee, and it was so exciting to see how everything worked out. So I think it's kind of bring that excitement back, you know, that excitement to traveling, you know, the pandemic's kind of waning away. We're still being cautious, of course, but travel is back. And so really helping people to experience the joys of travel again.
Absolutely. I really love that idea of a day in the life, you know, adding that personalization. And I think something that I have heard within the industry is that idea of even junior levels shadowing C-levels. So they have that understanding that, yeah, there's a hierarchy to a sense, but everyone's come from the same spot most of the time. And within an airport, again, that community, that sense of community. And I just think that's a really exciting idea. I really, really do. And I do think that's what will draw the next generation workforce in, for sure.
We'll have to have you over one day as well, Lily, to do a day in the life.
Oh, I'm not going to say no. So you said yourself, you love travel. You know, it's something that really drew you to this job. And I also think being within this industry, it makes you love it even more, which is just the most beautiful thing. And after speaking to so many other industry leads and experts across events over this last year, it's clear that line between when you're an expert and being a passenger just blurs sometimes, because you're an expert in what you do. When you are traveling as a passenger, you maybe notice things that others don't, or you're more in tune with it. So my question to you is, what has been your best airport experience as a passenger and why?
This is a nostalgic question for me, because my best experience was when I was a child. I think I was maybe 10 or 11. So my dad is a huge traveler. He is the reason that I have a travel bug as well. He has been everywhere, and he always encouraged me to do the same. And so we would travel as a family at least 3 times a year. And in the summertime, I usually go to the UK, to England, to see my family that was there. And my parents, when I was around 10 or 11, they decided, we're going to leave you there with your cousins and your aunt and uncles and have a great summer. And then you'll go to Spain, you'll go to France, you'll enjoy it. But with that, I was traveling alone as a 10-year-old back to Toronto. And so I remember it was a KLM flight. And I remember being so scared because the airport's big right now as an adult. As a child, it was even bigger to me. And I remember just how gracious and how kind the airline staff were with me as a child that was traveling alone. And I just remember feeling so safe, even though I didn't know any of these people. They were strangers to me, but they made me feel so safe, so calm being a young child and traveling from Europe back to North America. And I remember when we landed, we went through customs, you know, with them. They took me with my parents, you know, at arrivals. And I remember just turning back to this lady and I just said, thank you so much. You made this trip so much fun. And it stuck with me because I said, wow, the customer service and the care and concern that these airlines have for passengers, you know, is such a beautiful thing to see. And I've held on to that as I've gone older. And I tried to always, to be honest, emulate how she made me feel when I'm chatting with passengers or employees, because I know how important it is for people to feel safe, to feel respected, to feel like I'm okay here. And so she stuck with me. I hope she's doing so well. I don't know her name because I was only 10 years old at the time, but she definitely doesn't know that she left a lasting impact on my life just based on her really modeling great DEI behaviors before I was even in a DEI role.
What a fantastic story. And my final question to you as we come to the end of this podcast is, what do you think should be on airport's 2023 agenda?
Oh, yes. So I think in terms of agenda, I think we should really focus on the passenger and employee experience. I think it all kind of ties together based on what I said already. I think if we want to keep building that airport that's going to be accessible, welcoming, and warm, we have to build a great passenger and employee experience. And so I think if we have that top of mind in everything we do, we will be extremely successful. And I think we do. We have some great leaders who are innovative, thought provokers, change makers, who really look to ensure that our passengers and employees are top of mind. And so I'm really excited to see what next year brings for the airport. I think we'll be in a better position. The pandemic, like I mentioned, it's kind of weaning away. We're still taking precautions, but people are traveling again, and we want to make sure that when you do travel, it is the best experience, because I think we all know a lot of your memories come from traveling. You know, a lot of those memories that you hold on to come from taking those first steps into a new country or arriving in Toronto Pearson for the first time or for the 100th time. And so I really think as long as we continue to keep passengers, employees top of mind, we'll be in a great position for 2023.
Absolutely. And I think we can all agree we're excited for 2023 and what is to come. But thank you very much, Lara, for today. It's been such an interesting conversation, and I hope our listeners can agree too. To our audience, if you would like to hear more from Malara, please head over to International Airport Review's articles page, where you'll find an in-depth feature into equity, diversity and inclusion at Toronto Pearson Airport. It is a fantastic read, so I do suggest that you all go over and give it a good old read. But for now, thank you again, Malara, and to our listeners, and we will see you all again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Lily. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And as ever, if you have any comments on what you heard, then please do give us a shout out on social media. And of course, make sure you check back soon for the next podcast episode.